Future Longhorn Recruiting with Danny Davis and Mike Craven. Stay in touch with your favorite podcasts like Longhorn Confidential and Longhorns Unfiltered. All your favorite Longhorn sports in one place. Brought to you by the Austin American Statesman. Hook'em.com.
TexasHSFootball.com is proud to sponsor the Coach's Corner. Log on for the latest in game coverage, scores, and Texas recruiting news. Contact Texas HS Football today to learn how to add your school page profile and show your team spirit on TexasHSFootball.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining work flow and allowing you to better communicate within your organization and with your customers. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. Great people, great service, endless possibilities.
Texas Wine of the Week brought to you by Drew Brown from Wilson and Goldrick Realtors. Ready to pour her experience, passion, and her adventurous spirit into getting you the home you'll love. 512-658-5428.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
When water is everywhere and staring at your pipes really hard while clutching a wrench you have no idea how to use isn't working, think fast, call Lynch. When you're standing in the shower and you're covered in soap and the water pressure takes a vacation, think fast, call Lynch. When your toilet becomes possessed by evil spirits, you know what to do. When you're in a pinch, call Lynch Plumbing, commercial and residential. Save time, save money, tame your plumbing with Lynch. From plumbing services to yard and sewer line repairs to water heater installation, when you're in a pinch, call Lynch. 512-450-3416, lynchplumbingtx.com.
This segment brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, now offering all laser LASIK starting at $495 per eye. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. It's Light the Tower, your daily look around the world of sports with Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way.
Say goodnight to this one!
And Horns 24/7 insider, Jeff Howe. On your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Dreary, murky, all that other kind of stuff. But still means it's football weather, right? And I don't know about the rest of you. Yeah, it might be a short week in terms of getting on the holiday week, but somehow the ramp up continues with a lot of the slamming together of things. I used to say that when you went on the road to cover a team or whatever, you had to work twice as hard to come back just half as far behind. But that's okay. It's what we signed up for. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Light the Tower here on the Horn. 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, and streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. My name is Craig White. Thanks so much for joining us. In a few minutes, my co-host, Jeff Howe, from Horns 24/7, will be alongside. They are putting the finishing touches on this week's edition of the Longhorn Blitz podcast. So he's in there. I can see through the glass as he's working diligently with Rod Babers and Matt Butler to lay down their wisdom, which you can hear tonight at 7 o'clock here on the Horn to hear the Longhorn Blitz podcast in advance of the matchup between Texas and Iowa State Friday morning at 11 a.m. Could have some rain involved in that. It looked like it was going to be great, and all of a sudden this front comes moving in, and now we're hearing could have some rain on Friday morning. 11 a.m. kick. Our game day coverage begins at 7 o'clock Friday morning here on the Horn. Okay, just to let you know, a couple of things. There are diligent efforts being made right now to restore our phones to a working order, at least a way to where we can have our phone communications in time to have our two guests who are lined up for today's program join us. One of those is Lake Travis Cavaliers head coach Hank Carter, who would be joining us later this half hour if everything's go right. We'll keep our fingers crossed as the work is continuing on that. And then just past 11 o'clock, Greg Tepper, managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, who normally joins us on Monday, but it worked out better for all of us all the way around for him to join us today. So that is still the plan as we speak, and hopefully all of that works out on that, and we'll have that ready to go with both of those guests joining us. Also, we have our Whataburger Top 5, which, of course, Tuesday means the Double Meat with Cheese edition, the top 10 state rankings. I'll tell you what, because today is a Double Meat with Cheese edition, means, you know, double on just about everything else we're doing, just because it's going to be that way, We'll throw in a double shot of the Whataburger thing. And part of this is because, the state rankings now only are only altered or changed or adjusted, if you will, at the 5A and 6A level because the playoffs obviously are entering their third week. They hit the halfway point of the Texas High School Football playoffs this week in classes 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A, the six-man bracket, six-man classification. So those rankings did not, and will not change from the end of the regular season where the lower classifications are concerned. Where the 5A and 6A classes are, they do change, and they are, and we'll alter that. But because of that, and because this is a shortened holiday week, and because it is a Double Beat with Cheese edition, and we'll do this in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm just going to drop this on Snoop. In the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to get his top five players to watch this week, one day early. We'll do it. You all right with that, Snoop Daniel, our producer? Jonathan,
yes.
John Donaldson, J.J. Donaldson, but we know him as Snoop Daniel, our producer.
Exciting. You know, today's full of exciting, unexpected things, so why not?
Sure. Yeah. So we're going to do that in the 11 o'clock hour. So we're going to do that so that tomorrow we can combine the top five road trips and top five matchups. So we'll do that. So that way we can get them all in this week going into the week. Because tomorrow will be the last day, obviously, that we have a program. And we're going to do that in the 10 o'clock hour. And tomorrow I will have to step out at 11 o'clock because I'll have to get over to the Irwin Center to get set to call two basketball games tomorrow, the season openers for both the Texas women and the Texas men. The Texas women taking on SMU at 1 o'clock. You can hear that on 105.3 The Bat beginning at 12:45. And then, of course, the Longhorn men against UT Rio Grande Valley with a 6:30 airtime and a 7 o'clock tip-off from the Irwin Center. So a basketball season begins tomorrow. You may have heard when I was on with Bucky and Aaron this morning, Aaron asked me about this. It is true. Because of the things that are happening with safety protocols in place due to the pandemic, there's all sorts of things that are going to be in place. For those who will have tickets, and it will be a limited amount of fans who will be in attendance at these games, but for those who are going there, you will notice a lot of the protocols in place. And we'll talk about them on the air, on the radio broadcast. I'm sure our friends at Longhorn Network will talk about on the television side as well. That there are certain things when players can be on the floor for warmups and when they have to leave the floor in the protocols by the Big 12 conference rulings. There's that. And then the other thing that I was talking to Bucky and Aaron about, we will actually, because people who are not in the quote-unquote Tier 1 bubble with the team, those folks cannot be on the floor. They have to be 30 feet off the floor. And that includes all media. So the those who cover the game for newspapers and websites and things of that nature will be pretty much in their same area or close to their same area. For those of us calling the game, we're going to be back and up a little bit, up in one of the suites. So that's where we'll actually be calling the game from, one of the suite areas. Same thing with Longhorn Network. Those visiting radio broadcasts that do come into the Irwin Center will also be in a suite. Not everybody's going to do that, as we know. not every team, in fact, many of the schools across the country are not traveling for to broadcast games on the road for their teams. They will broadcast them remotely from home. So there's a lot of that. So anyway, there's that's the, just to get you updated on that. Because, hey, we're all making adjustments, right? I've talked about this. And that's okay. I mean, I'm glad that we have games to discuss. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to talk some college basketball and then to broadcast college basketball. It's good that we have games to discuss as well. Same thing goes for discussing and talking about the National Football League. Monday Night Football last night, Rams beat the Buccaneers 27-24. I'm trying to remember, Snoop, was that one of your picks? Was that part of the Supreme London Picking Contest, that game last night, Rams-Bucks game in Tampa Bay?
Oh,
last
yeah.
Night?
I believe yeah. I had
Tell
Tampa
me about,
Bay.
You went with Tampa Bay, didn't you? Okay, all right. All right. That's okay. Listen, I don't blame you for picking Tampa. Remember last year when they played in L.A. and Tampa Bay won 55-40 and Jameis Winston went crazy and had all kinds
of...
I do
remember that.
Somebody, yeah, I remember it as well, too.
You know what? Who I respect even more after last night, just Cooper Kupp is an absolute monster.
He can be. He can be. And when Jared Goff is on his game,
yes,
they can be really good. Now, I will tell you, as a Rams fan, it can be absolute sheer maddening to watch that offense go to the line of scrimmage and run the play clock down to less than 1 second, snap after snap after snap, and barely getting it off in time, and getting called twice for delay of game, and having to spend one timeout in each half because of that. They just, you know, and some of that is just Jared Goff still, you know, getting more comfortable and reading defenses and things like that. Some of that's that. And some of it, they're just not organized at times. So, as a Rams fan, it drives me just this side of absolute crazy from time to time. But anyway, they did get the win. Their defense is obviously comes up with some big plays and did so. And Tom Brady was not completely on his game. We definitely should admit that as well. So, as I mentioned, my co-host is here. He's the pride of Northwest Williamson County. Proud graduate of Florence High School, former all-district offensive lineman for the Florence Buffaloes, but you know him from his fine work at Horns 24/7. Jeff, how'd the Blitz podcast go?
Blitz was awesome, Craig. Got a good Iowa State preview, breaking down a lot of numbers. This game, the winner in this game in the Tom Herman Matt Campbell head-to-head has never scored more than 24 points. These two teams play as many, and since Tom Herman got to Texas, have played as many one-possession games as anybody in the league. So we're expecting a close, low-scoring game. On the Blitz, we were down to, I think, maybe Tariq Milton's availability is the thing that maybe could swing it. Like, it's that close. But I'm anxious to get into it, Craig, because I do think this is a good matchup for Texas. We could come out Friday, and I could be completely wrong, and we could be talking about a different outcome, but Rod and I are both kind of in agreement. Stylistically, I think Texas matches up pretty well with Iowa State.
What matchups do you not feel real comfortable with?
It's going to depend on, again, I think it's going to depend on Tariq Milton's availability,
yep.
Right? Because if you go back and look at the game last year, right? Brock Purdy threw for 354. It's the most yardage he's ever thrown for in a Big 12 game. Well, LaMichael Petway and DeShonte Jones both went over 100
yep.
yards. Like, I think Dylan Sainer, I think, had one catch for 8 yards. I think Chase Allen had 1 for 10. Charlie Kohler was 5 for 68, I think, 5 for 66, something like that. But the two wide receivers is what killed you. Texas did a pretty good job matching up against the tight ends. And we talked about this yesterday, Craig. Some people might call it physical. Some people might call it grabby. But I think the style Texas plays in the secondary lends itself to matching up with those Iowa State tight ends. The problem was you devote so much attention to the run game, you devote
right.
so much attention to the tight ends, that a lot of times you are leaving your corners on an island. And last year, the Iowa State receivers made plays. This year, Xavier Hutchinson made a big catch in the K-State game. Tariq Milton's been in and out of the lineup with injuries. So I think it comes down to, is Tariq Milton going to be available? And if he's not, I think if you're Chris Ash, you probably feel pretty good taking your chances against what's left in that receiving core in man situations.
True, true.
So that's one matchup that I do like. As crazy as it sounds, considering Iowa State's got the best run offense in the Big 12, and we know Breece Hall's leading the – which, by the way, Craig, Breece Hall leading the nation in rushing yards. I broke down the stat, and hang with me because I know it's kind of inside baseball in the weeds. Breece Hall's got 31 carries this year that are explosive in nature, 10-plus carries. The Texas offense as a whole, in terms of 20-yard plays, has 38. So that gives you an idea of how explosive Breece Hall is with the ball in his hands.
Yep.
And to put the Breece Hall number in perspective, thank you, Matt Butler, my co-host on the Longhorn Blitz, along with Rod, for pulling this up.
Because you guys are the masters at pulling stuff out of you. No, at pulling the deep dive,
right.
I started to say.
Deontay Foreman in his Doak Walker year in 11 games, 10 runs of 10-plus yards, he had, I think, 47. Mm. So Breece Hall's on kind of a similar in a similar ballpark in terms of
trajectory. That's right. Deontay missed one game that year.
Yeah, he missed the UTEP game. Yep. I think that was a rest situation.
Right.
But, yeah, Breece Hall, really explosive. So I say all that to say this, Craig. I think a matchup that I like is the Texas defensive line against the Iowa State offensive line. The Iowa State, it's a better offensive line that Texas has seen probably since Oklahoma. It's the best offensive line I think Texas has seen since Oklahoma.
Wow.
We know Oklahoma State now. They've got offensive line issues. The West Virginia offensive line, I think a lot of it to an extent was smoke and mirrors with how they've been running the football. This Iowa State group, you look at some of those Football Outsiders numbers, they're not great at anything, but they're not terrible at anything either. They're just pretty steady. Man, this Texas defensive line, Craig, they are elite. They are disruptive. Matt was looking at some of the Pro Football Focus pass rush numbers just in terms of team pass rush. Texas is, I think, 22nd in the country just in terms of their team pass rush, the metrics they use. In terms of disruption, I look at their run game metrics of Football Outsiders. Line yards per carry allowed, 5th in the country. Standard down line yards per carry allowed, 15th. Passing down line yards per carry allowed, 1st. Opportunity rate allowed, 8th. Stuff rate, 10th. So this Texas defensive line, they are elite. They are active. And what's one thing I always say, Craig? When you have a head coach talk about Texas, what's the first thing they always talk about?
How talented they are, how athletic they are, how skilled they are.
This is Matt Campbell yesterday on the Big 12 Coaches Teleconference. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The thing that stands out right away is just elite bodies and elite football players. I feel like at every position group right now, you look at the defensive line and you've got juniors and seniors and you've got elite size across the board. That's the first thing Matt Campbell talked about when he talked about what catches his eye on film about Texas. It's the size and just the elite ability of that Texas defensive line.
There you go. By the way, somebody on the Spextech line says, get off the damn gas on an explosive plays. Just get points. F all the explosive plays. Well, explosive plays do lead to points.
That's kind of how you get points.
It helps. I mean, you can have long, methodical drives of 4 yards, 8 yards, 9. That first Rams drive last night was one of those drives like that, but they didn't have a lot of explosive play. But most of the rest of their drives, they had explosive play. Same thing with Tampa Bay. You'd have 15 yards, 20 yards on the thing. Big pass to Cooper Kupp for LA. Big pass to Mike Evans for Tampa. You'd have those kinds of things. So explosive plays do go a long way toward helping those scoring drives. You love to have them. Yeah, if you can have grind out your opponent into the ground kind of drives, you'll take them. But the longer the drive goes, and Greg Davis used to tell me this, that when he'd say opposing defenses don't want to give up the explosive play against Texas, he'd say they want to play in the phone booth, but B, just try to make you have to run more plays to the point where you eventually mess up something.
Or you'll get a penalty behind the chains, yeah.
So, but if you can get the explosive play, you sure as heck like having it.
An explosive play metric is huge, Craig, because why has this Texas defense been so much better against the run the last 3 games? Well, first off, they're missing fewer tackles. But again, I sound like a broken record, I feel like, but it's worth repeating. A lot of that goes back to the improvement at the second level with DeMarvian Overshown, with Juwan Mitchell. And whoever's been at that spur position has been pretty good. That spur position, whether it's Chris Adamora or Anthony Cook, that position has flashed during this 3-game winning streak. And I'll give you a number right now, Craig. The last 98 rushing attempts this Texas defense has faced, They've only given up 7 runs of 10 yards or more. And only one of those went for more than 19 yards. That was the 35-yard run by Spencer Sanders in the Oklahoma State game. So, yeah, explosive plays matter. Why is this Texas defense suddenly, oh, my gosh, they're really good against the run? Not much has changed, except they're just not giving up a lot of chunk yardage plays anymore.
Well, it's what Tom Herman talked about yesterday in the news conference. They've evolved a bit more, and he said just bit by bit, week by week, got a little bit better. He said there wasn't a dramatic, you know, leap off to the deal. He said we've done a better job of tackling and just continue to get more comfortable under Chris Ash with the scheme and just guys gradually improving.
It kind of reminds me, if you look at the defensive improvements Texas has had, Craig, it really kind of reminds me of that 2011 defense under Manny Diaz, where you knew the personnel was there for that defense to be really good, right? You had Keenan Robinson and Emmanuel Acho at the second level. Keyston Randall was an NFL player. That was Alex Okafor's All-American year. Look at all the NFL talent you had in the secondary. But it took them till like game 5 or 6 to really find themselves. And then there wasn't like, oh my gosh, just this one game where they were just awesome against a great opponent. They had a game against Kansas where Kansas was terrible that year under Turner Gill. But right. I think Kansas' final rushing numbers that game, I think they had like -9 yards rushing or -3 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And it just kind of slowly built. And then you go to the game, which today is the 9-year anniversary of it. Go to that A&M game. And that was finally kind of the crescendo of, yeah, this defense stepped up and played really, really well against a really good opponent. And defense and special teams kept you in the game long enough for Case McCoy to have that final drive and Justin Tucker to kick the field goal, et cetera.
All right, we have plenty to come your way here on the program this morning, so stay with us. We'll continue with Light the Tower here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, and streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Bucky and Aaron.
October 1st, Game 3 of the World Series, Yankees and Cubs. Call the shot.
For little Joey.
For little Tommy or Joey.
Tommy.
Pointed the bat.
I'm going to say it was Bobby.
Bobby?
We need to find out, Zay. I think he told little Bobby at the hospital. He made a visit to him. He said, I'm going to hit a home run for you tonight.
He pointed at the center field bleachers and then jacked it into the center field bleachers.
I think that's a true story.
I think that's the most studly thing ever done in sports. I mean, you point at it and then you jack it.
It's not fake news. It's real.
It's real.
It really happened.
And that happened on this day.
Bucky and Aaron.
Weekdays from 6 till 10.
On the Horn.
Well, here we are coming up on this holiday this week. And then, of course, there's the Christmas. It's full on the holiday season. We all know we want to look our best during the holiday season. And yet there's all concern about safety, about going out even to do something as simple as getting a haircut, sitting in a barbershop or salon around other people. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that, because all you have to do is order your outstanding haircut from Spa Dash. You know, you have outstanding hairstylists, some of the best hairstylists in Austin as well. And it's a single-use tarp. They come in. All the safety protocols are in place. And sanitized equipment. When Shanna came over to my house, she did that. Had the haircut right in my den. But you can even do it outside. You can have it outside in your garage or carport, or they'll come to your office as well. That's what's great about Spa Dash. All the safety protocols are in place. It's easy. It's safe. You don't have to worry about getting out in traffic during the holiday season. It's all right there for you. Be sure to download the Spa Dash app there and make sure you get yourself taken care of in the best way possible and the safest way possible this holiday season from Spa Dash.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan. You know Bud Light is my beer of choice, and it should be yours. As long as you've known me, you've known I'm a Bud Light drinker. And whatever the time of year, whatever the weather, the day, the night, even during a worldwide global pandemic, Bud Light is there for you. Heck, maybe you're celebrating a life-changing goal, or maybe you're just relaxing with friends by yourself. Bud Light makes it special. Makes the good times great, the great times unforgettable. Sports coming back en masse. You know you're going to want those ice-cold Bud Lights for all your get-togethers, all your sports watching, any occasion, big or small. Do it with an ice-cold Bud Light in your hand. Bud Light is your beer of choice.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and newsflash. In Austin, home buying and selling is a competitive sport. Trust me, I know this firsthand. It is a competition, win or lose. This isn't intramurals, it's the pros. And my family recently won the game, got a fantastic new home, and a huge difference was John McClellan and his team at Supreme Lending. It's like Team Hogan had Bill Belichick as our mortgage coach. John and his team gave us instant credibility with pre-approval, plus they got us a great rate, made the whole process smooth and easy. It is absolutely a competitive advantage when you call mortgage coach John McClellan at Supreme Lending. Interest rates are at historic lows. knows? If you have a mortgage at 4% or higher, maybe you need some extra cash from that equity in your home, call John at Supreme Lending and let him save you money with a game-changing refinance. It's very common to get cash back and a lower payment each month. Oh, and John is local and accountable. They live right here. They're neighbors. I highly recommend John and his team at Supreme Lending, 512-361-4717. That's 361-4717. Or go to johnmcclellan.com. That's johnmcclellan.com. Tell him E. Hogan sent you.
License number 20776835 20, Executive Center Drive, Austin, Texas.
The Factory Mattress Black Friday sale is back and better than ever. Hurry in today for buy one, get one free mattresses, starting at just $849. Or get a free adjustable base upgrade on select mattresses. Get the ultimate in personalized comfort with up to $500 off on premium Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, select mattress purchases include free delivery with professional setup and worry-free removal.
My Factory Mattress.
Come see why Factory Mattress was voted best of the best for 3 years in a row. You won't find another locally owned business that guarantees the best price on the best selection of all the major brands, including Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get better sleep through science with Factory Mattress's exclusive RightFit Sleep Diagnostic System. Don't miss the Black Friday sale, only at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
Property management is all about managing expectations. With Buildium, you can take control of the chaos, keep track of the little details, while staying focused on the big picture. Even when you need to be in two places at once, or three, or 10, Buildium property management software lets you tackle the most unrealistic expectations.
Yep, home in 15.
Including your own.
Mommy!
Buildium, all in a day's work. Let's get to work at Buildium.com.
Everyone knows that Pluckers is not only the best place for chicken wings in Austin, but also the best place to watch football. When USA Today names you one of the top 10 wing restaurants in America, you tend to be very busy. Our friends at Pluckers understand, especially with COVID, that no one wants to wait in line to get a table. So visit Pluckers.com and virtually save your place in line. Prefer to pick up Pluckers food instead? Pluckers now offers online ordering for pickup. Visit Pluckers.com for details. At Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we'll give you the bird.
Thanksgiving is when we all stuff our faces, and Specs has the wine by bottle and cases. The servings all paired with a red or a white. Pants that are stretchy are never too tight. Wine, spirits, and beers, and even dessert. Specs is the reason to untuck your shirt. So fill up your plate and pour some more, because Specs will deliver right to your door. For selection and savings sure to endear, Thanksgiving with Specs. The fun starts here.
QC Kinetics patient Robert Patterson, a veteran and business owner, was determined to go hard at work and in the gym. But agonizing shoulder pain limited his activity.
Those injuries just continue to nag, and if you don't treat them, they just get worse. And I just kind of abused my body for a long time, and it finally had said enough is enough.
That's okay, because QC Kinetics tells your pain, hey, enough is enough. Their regenerative cell treatments bring relief you deserve by helping restore damaged tissue without surgery or downtime.
After those treatments with QC Kinetics, I was able to exceed the goals that I had previously attained in the gym. It was absolutely worth its weight in gold, so I could continue to live life without limitation.
Ready to experience freedom from your chronic pain? Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. Here in Austin, call 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. QC Kinetics.
We've been blessed in this community to count on, to depend on, to trust Sue Patrick. Well, I'll tell you, if it's unique, if it's essential, if it's classy, if it's Longhorn wear and Longhorn gear and apparel, they've got it all. Now, this is never the cheesy stuff like you find at the big boxes, especially with the Longhorn gear. It's classy, and it makes you proud to wear it. And they have it in the sizes you want, from super small to lots of X's. But as great as the prices are every day, they've always got a great sale going on. Right now, regular men's and ladies' Longhorn apparel, buy one and receive $10 off with their other items, like, say, the Longhorn t-shirts. They start at $20, but that just makes them $10. This is great Longhorn gear, men's and women's. Also, flannel two-piece Longhorn lounge sets. Those Columbia fleece jackets have arrived just in time for this big sale. And by the way, Longhorn masks, the classy licensed one, just $2.49. Park right in front of the door at the legendary Sue Patrick store, SuePatrick.com. Sorry we didn't have a jingle budget, but we passed along the savings to you, the customer. At Sue Patrick.
It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite and suddenly you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Crispy bacon, perfectly matched with the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies, paired with two types of cheese, all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the new limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger at Whataburger. Available by dine-in, drive-thru, curbside, and in select locations. Delivery. Fees may vary.
Terry Leggett and Sivia Sosa again from Mack Hike Ford. It's our favorite time of year, Sivia, football season.
We love the sounds of pads smacking on football fields all over Central Texas, as much as we love to satisfy your commercial vehicle needs.
Whether you're buying one vehicle or 1,000, we have more than 50 years of commercial sales experience, and we know commercial lending.
Plus, we can wrap any and all vehicles in your company's logo.
Stop by to see us in Georgetown.
Call 512-930-3673. Online at MackHikeFL.com.
And be sure to ask for fleet sales.
This is Chad. You've heard me talk about the Soda at Home weight loss program, how it's helped me. It's helped so many people, though. I've told you about SodaWeightLoss.com and almost 4,000 Google reviews. Here's one from Lucy. It says, I lost almost 50 pounds in a very short time, and I have hypothyroid. I learned to love vegetables, and I'm looking forward to maintaining this weight now. I love being a size 6 at age 47. Never dreamed I'd be my college weight again. The support provided is amazing. Great stories like that. My story, I've lost 25 to 27 pounds, and talking about getting back to a college weight, I'm back to a weight that I remember in high school. It is fantastic. And I've been able to keep the weight off for now almost 20 weeks. Do that math. 5 months of keeping the weight off. Losing it was fantastic, but keeping it off has been phenomenal. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. Click on the top left tab for the Soda at Home program. Change your life. Soda is state of the art. Fantastic. And I've been able to keep the weight off for now almost 20 weeks. Do that math. 5 months of keeping the weight off. Losing it was fantastic, but keeping it off has been phenomenal. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. Click on the top left tab for the Soda at Home program.
All right, here we are, and we continue here with Light the Tower on the Horn. And as we mentioned, we were working to see if we had the opportunity to visit with Lake Travis head coach Hank Carter. And we have Coach Carter. We're going to see here if
all
we
right,
can.
Here we are,
and we'll see if we can get him. Momentarily. Meantime, a couple of programming reminders. Obviously, coming up, we'll have our inconceivable moment. Kind of going through an inconceivable moment at the moment there. No, I have time. We've got that coming up. And then 11 o'clock.
We're good here.
Yeah,
we're good.
And then we do have also our we'll have our Whataburger Top 5, the Double Meat with Cheese edition, as we mentioned. We have two patties of it today, Jeff, because of the crunched week. So what we're doing is we'll do the top five rankings, which will be the top 10 rankings, as we know. And then, of course, in 6A, it'll be the top 25. So we'll have that. And then next hour, Snoop will have his top five players to watch. So we're going to combine the Tuesday and Wednesday today. And tomorrow, we'll combine the Thursday and Friday. Also, we've got a couple other goodies in store.
Craig?
Yes.
Can I do something behind the curtain in front of the curtains?
Okay. I'm at your disposal. What do you got?
Coach Carter, are you by chance there?
I'm here.
Oh, how about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, thank you.
There we go. See?
Good job, Snoop.
Hank, that stress.
Oh yeah, I'm glad it worked. Hank, I appreciate the time. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good considering the circumstances. How are y'all?
Yeah, I started to say we have circumstances here, but I know you've got circumstances there. The first thing I wanted to do, Hank, we're visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers, here on Light the Tower on the Horn with Craig Way and Jeff Howe. Hank, the first thing I wanted to do is give you an opportunity to explain the timetable of when you found out things and when the decision came down that ultimately you could not go last Friday against Aikens and the protocols that are in place that prevent this Friday's game against Westlake from happening. But I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of give folks a little bit of a background and the timeline on how all of this came to be.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that, you know, when you're a head coach or an athletic director and you get a text at 4:30 in the morning, typically that is not a good thing. And so one of my staff members reached out to me, just said, hey, I've got a fever. I'm not feeling great. And, you know, so of course I said, you know, stay home. And then, you know, because of some other things in his health background, he needed to go get tested regardless if he was going to show any symptoms, even if it was just an allergy thing. And so he did, and he ended up tested positive. And so what happened, you know, we got that news probably about 1 o'clock or a little bit before that on Friday. And unfortunately, we've become all too familiar with the contact tracing, what goes on with that. And you know, just had to start doing an investigation essentially of going back in the days prior to that to see who the staff member could have been in close contact with. And there's a definition for what that close contact means. It's inside of 6 feet for 15 minutes. And so once we did that, to be honest with you, it gobbled up quite a bit of our staff and our players on multiple teams, including varsity and our JV black team, our JV A team. And so, you know, with the quarantine requirements of going in for 14 days, it is by the time we get those kids and the coaches out of quarantine, it'd be December 3rd and December 4th. And district certification is on the 5th. And so it doesn't really allow us to get our group together to get ready for a ball game. And so I am disappointed that our communities, you know, and obviously we missed out on the Aikens game. Our sub varsities were able to play that week, but our varsity missed the Aikens game. And, you know, the rest of our sub varsity teams are also going to miss this week in addition to the varsity. And that's a disappointment. To be honest, if you'd asked me back in July, do you think Coach Carter, you'd have played 6 games in a row without any major hiccups within your own program? I would have said no. And so I'm thankful that we got this far, but certainly disappointing to be put on a pause for now.
Well, it brings to mind several other follow-up things. Let me also get your thoughts from you. Originally, when the statement came down, we were hearing the 5 to 7 day shutdown. Was it then discovered, as you mentioned, Hank, how much contact and the contact tracing that was going on, that the shutdown would have to be more than the 5 to 7 days involved?
Well, the 5 to 7 day shutdown is shutting down all of our football activities. I mean, that means no coaches in the office, no kids up on the fields, even kids that are out, kids and staff that are not part of the quarantine. And the reason that we did that, there's a definition of what that close contact is. But when we know we've got a confirmed positive in our building, in our weight room, we really, you know, wanted to be cautious with it because we were concerned that we were going to have a spike in cases within our program due to this. And so that was really what the initial thought was, hey, we've done our contact tracing and we've been able to, I mean, again, it grabbed a lot of folks within that for the close contact, but even beyond that, folks that were in the general area that weren't deemed to be in close contact, there was concern that we were going to have a wider spread event. And you know, it hasn't gone to that effect yet, although we've, you know, got some things popping up here and there. I am 100% confident that us shutting down for the 5 to 7 days was absolutely the right thing, especially after some things that have come up in the last couple of days. And so it's unfortunate, but at the same time, that really gives us an opportunity to get a grip on what's going on. And then, you know, for now, we're still looking to be in good shape to be able to continue our playoff season.
Okay. I'm visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers here on Light the Tower. Hank, in terms of the testing that has to happen between now and district certification, or even before the playoffs, the bi-district round of the playoffs, the weekend of December 10th through the 12th, how does that work? Will it be a series of tests that your guys and your staff will have to undergo prior to being able to go back to the practice field, let alone to get ready for a game?
No, we don't have anything in place that requires testing. You know, the testing requirements would be if you experienced symptoms but weren't a confirmed COVID positive case. If you wanted to get tested or get an alternative diagnosis, that would allow you to come back. But once there's a confirmed case, or once you are deemed to have been in close contact with a confirmed case, it's literally a duration of either 10 days if you're the positive from when you tested positive, or 14 days for the individuals that were in close contact. And so it's just a matter of we have to sit and wait out that time period. And again, those are for the folks that are positive or in close contact. We're going to take essentially a week off from football operations just to make sure that we don't have another spike up of additional, a large number of additional cases from that, from the, the one that we found out about on Friday.
Okay, I understand that completely, and I appreciate the clarification on that. Let me ask you something that's I'm sure you've probably been hit by it 100 times. We've been hit by it on the show a bunch of times, on the television show for Fox. I've been hit up with that question, and it's a question I don't really have the answer to, and that is the disposition of the district standings based on the inability to play the two games. Can you shed some light on how that gets resolved, either through the district executive committee or the coaches, or how this gets worked out in terms of the disposition of those games, an outcome or a decision with regard to that, and the district standings as a result of it?
Yeah, so I obviously, you know, when this stuff came down on Friday, I got on the phone with a lot of folks. You know, obviously, the folks at Aikens, the folks at Austin ISD, Westlake, everybody. And I had a conversation with Lil Anderson, who was the AD at Austin ISD. And our district executive committee had come to an agreement that if these games are having to be called off because of COVID, they'll be treated as a no contest. It's not necessarily a forfeit, but if it comes down to affecting playoff seedings or making the playoffs in general, then the teams that are unable to play will kind of have to give the nod to the other team. And so, you know, could this affect our playoff seeding? Yes, we have qualified for the playoffs, but depending on how things shake out this last week, you know, this could have a negative effect on our seeding or not, depending on the teams that make the playoffs.
Exactly. So for folks who don't understand this, that basically it's a lot of it will come down to the Bowie Hayes game and the Austin Hydel Valley game. If Bowie makes the playoffs, if I'm understanding this by what you're saying, if Bowie makes the playoffs, you would still retain the top seed in the Division I bracket. If Hayes and Austin High both get in and you and Westlake go Division One, then you would be the runner-up in the seeding to Westlake with both of you in the D1 bracket. Is that, would that be correct the way that I'm reading that?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding, and to be honest, that's the right way to do it. I mean, and this is an unfortunate circumstance, and people are dealing with it in districts across the state. And so again, we'll find out how it's going to affect us moving forward in the playoffs after this week, and go from there.
And I guess the main thing we're talking about here, Hank, is making sure you've got a healthy team and a team ready to go come postseason time.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, it's the lesser of two evils, right? And so I would certainly would rather us be preparing to play against our rival this week. Was going to be a unique situation playing a 2 o'clock game and having those sub varsity kids play on Wednesday afternoon. But all things being considered, now our next best available option is to try to get into the playoffs without having a huge part of our team and staff affected by COVID-related things. And so that's kind of our new goal.
Well, Hank, I can't thank you enough. I know it's been a difficult week, and I know shutting things down is not the way you wanted it, but we do know that there's the good things around the corner for the postseason. And as always, we look forward to visiting with you every Tuesday, and we'll look forward to it again next week. And thanks so much, and be safe and be well, and hopefully everybody within your program is healthy and safe and well as we draw closer to the postseason. And I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Hank. All right. That's Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. So there you heard there. And by the way, outstanding job, Snoop. Appreciate you and Haven Medrano and Derek Cohen, you guys kind of putting that together for folks who listened to that. Said, well, that didn't sound like he was on the phone. He wasn't on the phone. You kind of did some magical
Zoom. It was, that made me sweat, but I can't believe we got him on. Oh my God, I could do anything.
Now, okay, see, that's good to hear, because now, coming up in 25 minutes, you get to do the same thing with Greg Tepper, right?
Yes. I think, like, the weird music, it was, I don't know. Sorry about that, but
it's okay.
Learning experience.
We made it happen.
We made it happen, and, you know, it is unfortunate, obviously, to hear what's happened as a result of that, and I do appreciate the clarity and the forthright way in which Coach Carter addressed the situation as to how it affects the district standings, because I got to tell you, I've been bombarded with it. And I know we have here at the station and at Fox, and everybody's wondering what happens, what happens, what happens, what happens. Well, now you know, you treat it in spirit as a no contest because they didn't play. But as it relates to the district standings, if one team is unable to go, then you, as Hank says, you give the nod to the other team. In other words, it kind of goes in as a forfeit, at least in terms of allowing the other team to take the higher seat. Now, None of this will matter, really, in terms of the seeding. None of it will matter if Bowie wins on Friday.
Right.
And makes the playoffs. However, if Hayes and Austin hire the two representatives, Westlake and Lake Travis both go the Division I routes. In that case, Westlake would draw the one seed. Lake Travis would settle for the two seed based on the inability to play the game. That's the way the district rules are written. And I'll be honest with you, that's the way the district rules are written pretty much in every district executive committee across the state of Texas that way. So you have to have a solution for that. And if one team, unfortunately, is unable to play, then you have to give the nod to the other team that was ready to play.
You know what's interesting, Craig? Lake Travis is going to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time? I wonder, I don't know if Coach Carter's still listening or if he's thought about this. When's the last time in Coach Carter's career that he was not a part of a Thanksgiving week practice?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. I should have thought that. You should have blurted out that and busted in and said, I hadn't thought about that. Okay. All right. But they did have to shut it down, obviously, for the 5 to 7 days on canceling of all school-related activities. And then they'll come back and start getting ready, a ramp-up to the playoffs as well. So there you are. All right, there's that. Do we have a couple of the football notes before? And, of course, our coaching conversations as well as our UT-related football notes are brought to you by our friends at Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Check them out online at cpdoors.com.
Yeah, I started thinking about this, Craig, the struggles of the Texas offense this year. And when you look at really the last three games, as good as the defense has played, the offense has, you can say, regressed, gone, just sputtered, what have you. But over the last three games, the offense is averaging 25 points a game. It's down from their season average of over 40. They're averaging 5.1 yards per play. That's down from a season-long average of 5.9. So all the numbers say that the offense is trending in the wrong direction. My question is this. It's one of those chicken-egg things. Are offenses in the Big 12 this year just not that good, or are the defenses in the Big 12 that much better?
Yeah, improved.
And two of the metrics, Craig, you know I love these two metrics. When I look at just defensive efficiency, two of the metrics that I look at yards per play allowed and where you are in the SP Plus standings in ESPN, which that's an opponent-adjusted metric for efficiency. How efficient, how good are you when you take out all the garbage numbers and just look at the real nitty-gritty? If you look last year in the Big 12, there were three defenses that ranked in the top 40 in the country in SP Plus defense. It was Baylor, Iowa State, and TCU. Baylor 18th, Iowa State was 25th, TCU was 35th. And then you know, Oklahoma was 48th, and then really after that, Kansas State 47th, and then after that, Texas at 68th, and then West Virginia 73rd, Texas Tech was 83rd, West Kansas was 106th. So, what we would think of as a typical year in the Big 12 defensively, yards per play allowed. There were only three defenses in the conference last year that allowed fewer than 5.5 yards per play. It was Baylor at 4.9, Iowa State at 5.4, TCU at 5.3. Go to this year, Craig, you've got seven defenses in the Big 12 that are in the top 40 in the country in SP Plus defense, including Texas, which under Chris Ash is 30 spots better in SP Plus defense than they were last year. They're 38th right now. Oklahoma 28th, Iowa State 17th, Oklahoma State's 13th, West Virginia 19th, TCU 29th, and Baylor 35th. So you've got some of the better, more efficient defenses in the country in this league. And in terms of yards per play allowed, now you've got six defenses giving up fewer than 5.5 yards per play. Texas is one of them, giving up exactly five yards per play. But, Craig, you've got West Virginia's only allowing 4.4 yards per play.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor 5.1, Oklahoma 5.2, Iowa State 5.1, Oklahoma State 4.9. So
there's improvement across the board.
Yeah, so I just don't know if it's and this goes back to a question I posed to you last week, and we talked about this on Longhorn Blitz, which, by the way, you can hear Longhorn Blitz tonight after Under the Lights, which is shifting to a show, shifting to Tuesday night this week here on the Horn.
Yep.
We talked about it this week, and it goes back to a question I asked you. Rod and I talked about it on the Blitz. If you had to pick right now, who would be your first team all Big 12 quarterback?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
And Rod said it would be Spencer Rattler, and it would be really hard to argue with that. You can make a good case for Spencer Rattler. But, and I think to put it into context of the Texas-Iowa State game, going into the year, you'd figure that would probably be on the line when Sam Ellinger and Brock Purdy went head-to-head.
Yeah, right.
Are you talking about a trip to New York? Like, what are you talking about would have been on the line? Because in the preseason, it was these two guys. Pick one. Is Ellinger or Brock Purdy your first-team All-Big 12 quarterback in the preseason?
And to be fair, Brock Purdy outplayed Spencer Rattler when Iowa State beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, but the body of work, neither one of those guys has played at a first-team All-Big 12 level.
Right.
Now, Sam Ellinger's got three games left, and certainly he can get to that point. But I just it's one of those deals, Craig. I don't know if there's a right answer. There's a good answer, and argument can be made for both. I just don't know if the Big 12 offenses have collectively taken a step back, which it's probably a little bit of both, or if the defenses in the league are just that much better, because the numbers are there to suggest that there's some Big 12 defenses playing really good football this year.
All right, there's our UT football notes for this hour. Coming up, we'll have our inconceivable moment. We continue with Light the Tower here on The Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, and streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Everyone knows that Pluckers is not only the best place for chicken wings in Austin, but also the best place to watch football. When USA Today names you one of the top 10 wing restaurants in America, you tend to be very busy. Our friends at Pluckers understand, especially with COVID, that no one wants to wait in line to get a table. So visit Pluckers.com and virtually save your place in line. Prefer to pick up Pluckers food instead? Pluckers now offers online ordering for pickup. Visit Pluckers.com for details. At Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we'll give you the bird.
Property management is all about managing expectations. With Buildium, you can take control of the chaos, keep track of the little details, while staying focused on the big picture. Even when you need to be in two places at once, or three, or ten, Buildium property management software lets you tackle the most unrealistic expectations.
Yep, home in 15.
Including your own.
Mommy!
Buildium, all in a day's work. Let's get to work at Buildium.com.
You know, I was pretty impressed by how Snoop was able to cobble that together with help from the other guys at the station to get Hank Carter on, and that was using using Zoom involved in that. I would not be able to probably work that quickly to do that. And for that matter, it might be difficult for even me to do the most simple things with my entertainment system. Maybe it's the same thing with you. And why not, for this holiday season, give yourself a nice gift, especially in a difficult pandemic that we've had to deal with. So audiovisual consultations would be the answer there, because they have everything you need for the entertainment system of your dreams. Tom McKay and his great staff at AV Consultations will take care of everything. You don't have to go out and deal with the environment of shopping and shop for the television and the surround sound and worry about all the mounts and the equipment needed to make it work, because Tom and the guys will bring everything you need. They'll set it up, and of course, they're one of the largest retailers of virtually every kind of video and audio entertainment brand out there. So if there's something specific that you want, chances are they're going to be able to find it as well. Now, we're all spending more time at home, so why not deck out your man cave or your den or your family room or whatever to set up your family for hours of entertainment? And if you call right now and you get on the schedule before December 15th, you can have everything installed before New Year's. Give my friend Tom and his staff a call at 255-8678. That's 512-255-8678. Or check them out online at avconsultations.com. It's audiovisual consultations, which can set it up for the home entertainment system of your dreams.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and newsflash. In Austin, home buying and selling is a competitive sport. Trust me, I know this firsthand. It is a competition, win or lose. This isn't intramurals, it's the pros. And my family recently won the game, got a fantastic new home, and a huge difference was John McClellan and his team at Supreme Lending. It's like Team Hogan had Bill Belichick as our mortgage coach. John and his team gave us instant credibility with pre-approval, plus they got us a great rate, made the whole process smooth and easy. It is absolutely a competitive advantage when you call mortgage coach John McClellan at Supreme Lending. Interest rates are at historic lows. If you have a mortgage at 4% or higher, maybe you need some extra cash from that equity in your home, call John at Supreme Lending and let him save you money with a game-changing refinance. It's very common to get cash back and a lower payment each month. Oh, and John is local and accountable. They live right here. They're neighbors. I highly recommend John and his team at Supreme Lending. 512-361-4717. That's 361-4717. Or go to johnmcclellan.com. That's johnmcclellan.com. Tell him E. Hogan sent you.
License number 2077683520. Executive Center Drive, Austin, Texas.
The Factory Mattress Black Friday sale is back and better than ever. Hurry in today for buy one, get one free mattresses starting at just $849. Or get a free adjustable base upgrade on select mattresses. Get the ultimate in personalized comfort with up to $500 off on premium Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, select mattress purchases include free delivery with professional setup and worry-free removal.
My Factory Mattress.
Come see why Factory Mattress was voted best of the best for 3 years in a row. You won't find another locally owned business that guarantees the best price on the best selection of all the major brands, including Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get better sleep through science with Factory Mattress's exclusive RightFit Sleep Diagnostic System. Don't miss the Black Friday sale, only at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
Hey folks, this is Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers, and everybody knows Bud Light is my beer of choice. Whatever the occasion, whatever the time of year, no matter the weather, day or night, Bud Light is just right. It doesn't matter if you're celebrating one of life's big moments, or just enjoying friends and family, or just relaxing solo. Remember that Bud Light turns good times into great times, and the rest of the times into the best of times. No matter what the occasion, just remember to break out the Bud Light. Bud Light is my choice and should be yours too, all year round. Just remember, folks, Bud Light is America's beer of choice.
Hey there, it's Rita Ballou from my good friends at Camp Bow Wow. They've been counting their blessings this year. After a brief closure, Camp Bow Wow was able to get right back on track and keep their team employed because of the wonderful customers and supportive community. Big thanks to Williamson County for caring about small business. Here's a big Camp Bow Wow bark out to you, hoping your holidays are filled with cuddly fur friends and family. Camp Bow Wow is here for you because you've been so faithful to them. 833-DOG. Life. CampBowWow.com. Follow Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter to see the fun, or download the Camper Camp app from Camp Bow Wow to see what the camp is up to all day. Camp Bow Wow was right back on track because of the wonderful customers and supportive community. In Hutto, look for the signs on Limmer Loop just east of the I-30 tollway. A huge thanks from everybody at Camp Bow Wow. Remember, a man's best friend is a dog, and a dog's best friend is Camp Bow Wow.
Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Guess what it means today? It means creatures today. We've got creatures to deal with.
Any feral hogs by any chance?
Yes!
Craig? Yes!
I thought you would be pleased with that.
Great show today, then. The show just kicked up a few notches.
Well,
nothing against Coach Carter or... you know, all of our football
but
talk.
You're just glad anytime we can have the feral hogs involved.
Yes.
Here's the story, and we give credit to our friends at KXAN for having this. They had the story out on their website at KXN.com about, did you know that, and we know about dog rescue and animal rescue events, right?
And yeah.
My girlfriend, Linda, she's had rescue dogs in the past. My brothers had rescue dogs. Lots of people have rescue dogs. How about pig rescue? Did you know there's an organization called Central Texas Pig Rescue?
Like potbelly pigs, pigs you find on a farm,
like
feral hogs.
It can be all of that. All of the above.
All of the above. Okay.
Right now, the Central Texas Pig Rescue is full with 229 pigs, but there are so many that the rescue refuge is officially full. More than half of the pigs are rescued during two large-scale animal cruelty seizures. The largest was in 2018 when the deputies took 133 pigs from a breeder in, wait for it, Caldwell County. We know where Caldwell County is. That's where Lockhart is. That's where the toll road is. I've been telling you about
that. Toll 130 and the feral hog problem.
That's the feral hog alley. I'm just letting you know that. So, but those were just pigs that were on a farm that they did. And the pigs' growing popularity as pets, coupled with the pandemic, has made times especially challenging for the organization. So, they're trying to raise some more money for this. But, yeah, Central Texas Pig Rescue, and they're going and rescuing a lot of, mistreated pigs. animals.
Yeah.
And so they do great work on that.
Did you raise any FFA kids in your house, Craig?
Did not, but I knew several of those Future Farmers of America.
I mean, I'm from Florence, so the FFA was a huge deal.
It's a staple, right?
Raising pigs, goats, sheep, steers, whatever. A wide variety of animals in the farm animal realm. Craig?
Well, it made me think about it when I saw that those hogs were rescued from Caldwell County. Because you get there in Caldwell County, get down there below Mustang Ridge, and you're going on south, especially when you really even get below Lockhart.
Yeah.
In that long stretch where you're going down, like you're going, it's about a 39 mile stretch down there. And when you're blowing and going through there, and you can do that because the speed limit's 85.